February has become a special month to me since I got married. Maybe you think of the February special because of the Valentine's Day, right? We have like kinds of Valentine's vibe in the month of February. That's right. But not because of the Valentine's Day, but also I married in February. Oh yeah. And our second son was born in February. So February is the month that I need to prepare presents for son and make a special event to celebrate our marriage with Sarah. Well, you don't need to ask me what I have done for Sarah for this month yet, because one thing that I can tell you is still February has one more week to go. So actually our anniversary is tomorrow, so it's not yet done. So tomorrow, but you should not look for me, okay? I'm gonna disappear, okay, for tomorrow. But it's February is kind of special, so I just prepare something for son and something for Sarah, then I give them to my gift, and they say thank you, and then they accept it, right? This month, this year, we ask son, and son, what do you want for birthday? And then he said, I want the shoes. Okay, so we just ordered the shoes for him, and then he said, thank you for the gift, right? The chocolate, Linda, you brought chocolate, and I got it on a piece of chocolate. Actually, last night I read an article, chocolate makes people happy because when we eat chocolate, there's endorphin, the one of the hormone, coming up to our brain and hit our brain and feel happy. I'm so happy now, you know, I took one chocolate. Yeah, right. So when she gave me a chocolate, I said, thank you, and took it, right? It's easy, right? Well, I am going to tell you the gospel, the good news again, in a simple way again. I haven't shown you this illustration already, but I want to do it again. Let's think of the following case. It is your birthday. Amanda, this is your birthday, okay? So you're here on the right side of the front row. That's why I just pick you up. It's your birthday. So I prepare a small gift to celebrate and congratulate Amanda's birthday today, and I gave you a present for you saying, and this is a book that I really enjoyed that, and happy birthday. And then Amanda, you say, yes, thank you. And then she takes the gift from me. And that's what I have experienced with the son for his birthday. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. Right? But if you say, Amanda, if you say, hey, Eugene, thank you for your heart to celebrate my birthday, but I have to be honest, I don't deserve to get your gift. I am not that person who can receive your present now. I will do my best to be a better person, and after being a better person, I will take your gift. Could you hold the gift for me? If she said like that way, what's wrong? What's wrong with her? What's wrong with that story? Can anybody tell me what's wrong of this story? If somebody say, hey, I don't deserve to take it.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, right? I can tell you, that's right. I can tell you what's wrong. If you say so, you just think of yourself. That is wrong, okay? You just look at yourself. That's wrong. What does it mean? You are selfish to focus on yourself only when the gift comes to you. The giver doesn't measure whether you deserve receiving the gift or not, but the giver wants to give you the present because the giver wants. I won't give you, Gigi, Ati Gigi, I won't give you small gift because I want. Right? But if Gigi think of herself, oh, I don't deserve. I don't want to take it. That's rude, right? Because she ignored my intention, the giver's intention. So when you receive the gift, like chocolate, hey, thank you, Linda. But I think of myself, I don't deserve to take a chocolate. Linda, thank you for your offer, but I'm not going to take the chocolate. That's not good, right? That's not good. We have to think the giver, right? I'll give you another example. I have a friend. His name is Mr. Chong in Korea. And he likes me as his good friend. On my birthday, He calls me and say, "Hi, Eugene, I will send your new car, Santa Fe, Hyundai, to congratulate your birthday. The car will be delivered by tomorrow at noon. Stay home." Wow, who can give me a car, Hyundai, Santa Fe, for my birthday? It is too much to receive a new car for my birthday, isn't it? And then if I look at me, if I look, just focus on my birthday itself, it is too much. But if I look at who gives me a gift, I can take a new car. You know why? Because Mr. Zhang is the owner of Hyundai company. I can take a new car from him. Well, he's not my friend, okay? It's just example, okay? I don't know. He doesn't know me, you know? Just like you know Bill Gates, but Bill Gates doesn't know you, right? That's like that way, okay? But if he offer me a gift, a new car, Santa Fe, I can take it if I think of himself, not think of myself. Because Mr. Zhang, he's so affordable to give me a new car because he's the owner of Hyundai. If I say, "Hey, I don't deserve a new car," it is rude to him because I don't think of himself. I don't think of his affordable, you know, situations. And I don't care his good intention to give me a gift, but I just think of myself whether I deserve a new car or not for my birthday. I am rude to him. Well, I am telling you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, that we must not think of ourselves, but we have to know who giver is. You know what I'm telling you? It's not a Hyundai car. It's not about chocolate. It's about your birthday gift. But it is about the gift from our God. We have to know who God is in order to receive God's gift for us. God gives us eternal life. God gives us salvation. Because God is so affordable to give us salvation, not because we deserve it. No one can save, but no one can save by any good deeds, by being a better person, by being a moral person, by being a good father or a good husband. But we are saved by God only, by God's intention to save us. So we call it God's gift, salvation, and God's grace. And if we say, "Hey God, we don't deserve get your salvation, we don't deserve get your grace, let me have some time to be a better person, let me try to cut off my old sins, and then I will take your gift." Wow, you know what Bible says? The Bible says those people, like stiff-necked people, "Our neck is so stiff. I want to be a better person. I want to be a deserved person to take your gift, God. So let me give you a time to be a better person." Stiff-necked person I am. But I look at myself, I don't deserve it, but I respect the givers. I know who God is. So I head down, my neck is not stiff, but my neck is so, so flexible to bow down before the Lord and God. "God, I don't deserve, but you give me the salvation, so I take it because I know who God is. I know who you are." You know, that is a humbleness, that is humility before God. We respect God. That is the grace and that is God's salvation. God is so affordable to give us the salvation, eternal life. And God's gift for us, salvation, is not free. But God has paid his gift for us already through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we call it, we name it the gospel, the good news for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. So we are living in God's grace. We are living in God's salvation because God has paid the price of God's salvation for us already. But the problem is, God's gift, which is the salvation, is invisible. If Mr. Zhang gives me a new car, it will be so obvious to see it because it will be in front of me. But God's salvation for me is not visible right now. That's why I receive God's gift in faith. Through faith, that is what the Bible says. We have to take God's gift through the faith that Jesus died for me, and I don't need to pay for my salvation, but it is given to me already. Not by my endeavors, not by my behavior, but by God's decision. So by faith, I take it. The Bible says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is the Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says. So today, I ask God again to give me the faith. Because faith is not a product that we can make, but faith is also God's gift. Yes, salvation is God's gift, and the faith is also God's gift. That's why we all live in God's grace, and without God's grace, no one can live. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you pray, I know you have many things to ask God, right? But most of the thing that you have to ask is the faith. God, give me the faith. Give me the faith. If you look at the Bible, there's a father who came to Jesus Christ and asked Jesus to heal his son because his son was possessed by the demon spirit. And the man, the father said, if you are able, please. And Jesus said, if you are able? What do you mean if you are able? There's nothing impossible in God. And then the man asked Jesus, please help me to have a faith. The man asked Jesus the faith. We have to ask God the faith. God, let me have strong faith in you in any circumstances. By faith and through faith, we received God's salvation, God's gift. And also, we need to prove God's gift in our life. If Santa Fe is God's gift, we can just drive it to show people and tell them, hey, it is God's gift. Look at my new car. It is God's gift. However, we've received God's invisible gift, the eternal life. And we need to make this invisible to visible. How? Drive it. Drive God's salvation in your life. People driving in God's salvation in their life are joyful. Because they received eternal life. People living in God's salvation know how to love God and how to love their neighbors because that is a fruit of God's salvation. That's why the Bible says, love God and love your neighbor as yourself because that is the fruit of God's gift among us. So that is not loving God, loving our neighbors is not our precondition, it's not a prerequisite for our salvation, but loving God and loving our neighbor is a fruit of our salvation. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is very important, but it's very simple, it's not complicated, because the gospel is good news for everyone. The Bible says even the children, they understand the gospel, the salvation, because it is just given. It's a simple principle, happy birthday, I give you the gift, and you take it, thank you. It's the same, God give us, this is for you, because I love you. This is for you, Linda, because I love you, that it is eternal life for you. Not because you did a great job always. No, but I love you, that's why I give it to you. Son, my second son, his birthday was last week. We gave him the gift of to celebrate his birthday because he always a good boy to us? No, doesn't matter if he's a good boy or bad boy in my family, but he's our son. The reason that we give him the gift is because we love him. We love him. Right? God's salvation and God's grace and God's love is because God loves us, not because of our good behavior at all. Yes, you have a sin. I have a sin. Well, I can open my heart before you, then you'll be surprised how much I'm a sinful person. I'm one of the human beings. I have a lot of sin in my life. I have a lot of sin in my heart. I know that. But you know, when I look at my sinful nature, I don't deserve to come to God because I know who I am. But when I focus on who God is, When I focus on who Jesus Christ is, I come to God in the name of Jesus Christ, and I know that God loves me. That's why I come to God. It's same to all of you. Yes, you are a sinner. I can tell you, there is no one sin-free. We are all sinners, but you know what? God loves us. That's why God's salvation, God's gift has been given to us because of God. God is so affordable. And then it was not free. God has paid through His only Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. So if we believe it, okay, the faith, okay, if we believe in Jesus Christ, God's gift has been given to us, and we can prove by loving God and loving our neighbor. That's gospel. That's a good news for everyone. And today's scripture, we can see that also. It's the same. Because it talks about God's holiness. Psalm chapter 99 is a chapter to declare again God's holiness. God is holy. God is so holy, but I'm not holy. Right? Holiness means set apart. You know, God is different. We cannot understand divine holiness because we are all humans, but God is God, so we cannot understand His holiness. But God is holy, but I know that I am not holy. But when you look at the Bible, Psalm chapter 99, you can see Moses, Aaron, and Samuel, or the prophet, they communicate with God. They call on God, and God answered them. The holy God answered to human beings. Do you think that Samuel and then Moses and Aaron, they are more holy than us? No, they are the same. They are all humans like us. But when they call on God, they answer them. Why? Because God did. Our holy God answered them. God, I'm not holy. You know, in the morning time when I came to the sanctuary here to pray, you know, pray for you, pray for our church, I know that I'm just one of the men. I'm just sinful man standing and sitting before God. And how can I communicate with God? By my endeavors? No way. No way. We are different. God is God and I'm just man. But I can communicate with God because God allow. Because God listen. Because God answer. Our holy God answer to me. Holy God answer to you whenever we call on God. And that is divine mystery, divine blessing for all of us that we can communicate with God, our holy God. And then God declares, what? I am holy and you are holy. What does it mean? I'm a sin free? No, still I have a sin. But God declares, you are holy. You know why? Because God is so affordable to make us holy. God's holiness covers us. So the problem is, the issue is whether we are close to God or not, whether we are seeking God or not. Every day, every moment, let me go back to the basic Sunday Bible study, okay? How can I stay with God? How can I get close to God? Every day, read the Word of God. Every day, pray to God, seek God. Every day, every moment. Not only on Sunday, not only on Bible study day, not only on any certain day in the week, but every day, every moment, we have to seek God, we have to pray to God, we have to open our Bibles and see what God says to us through the Word of God, through the Bible. We have to know who God is. You know, we cannot negotiate with God. We cannot deal with God because God is God. If God wants, nothing is impossible. Amen? Yes, if God wants, nothing is impossible. God is holy and He is so holy. That means we can be holy also by God. When we seek God and stay close to God, without being with God, no one can be holy. No one can be confident of God's salvation. So, brothers and sisters, I'm urging you to stay close to God by reading the Word of God and praying to God every day. by being with God, we will experience God's holiness in our life. We will confirm God's salvation for us by being with God. And God is holy. And holy God is our Heavenly Father. So seek God, then God will be found. Our holy God will be found whenever we seek God, because God loves us, because God intentionally will be sought by us whenever we seek God. We praise you, God, who is holy and ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray.